Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
So here's the question. If Trump is so bad, why is the economy and economies around the world looking so good? Hi, everybody. Ray Lucci here. Glad to have you on board. Now, no, that's not a particular endorsement, but there's certainly a lot of folk out there that think the economy's in the tank, whether it's Trump or not. But the facts are the facts. Thank you very much for tuning into the Ray program. If you happen to have any questions, you can give me a buzz, 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-729-7469. It's all free. I haven't figured out how to charge yet. Do they still have 900 numbers, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, so I could charge so much a minute?
Oh, a penny or two.
And if I could get a cute girl, I guess you wouldn't even need to be cute. You could just breathe heavy. And then I'll pop in with my stuff. That's the one I want to hire.
Yeah.
Welcome, folks. Let's talk about this Trumponomics here. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray program getting started here. So, you know, I was skeptical, too. You know, when the night that Trump won, I'm watching the market drop and I go, oh, here it comes. Another one of those. And then by the next day, everything was great and groovy. Dow now, you know, fast forward, you got the Dow at record highs. People think that Mexico and Canada and our border countries are in the tank. Mexican stocks are at record highs. Canadian stocks are at record highs. German stocks are near record highs. What in the heck is going on? Have all of these people been just dead wrong about this guy? He's got meetings going on with small business owners. He's got meetings going on with large business owners. He strong arms McDonnell Douglas into dropping their cost for the big time airplane. $600 million. Which begs the question, how in the world did they bid that sucker with a $600 million mark? I don't know. I'm not in the know. All I believe is just strong arm tactics. Well, maybe that's what this country needs for a while to get our budget back in balance. A little bit of strong arm of these big, humongous companies that, can I say, take advantage of government contracts? Can I say that people, you know, on the inside, they develop personal relationships? Oh, come on. You don't think that goes on? Why is it then that after a person works in the government for 10, 15 years in purchasing, he gets a super job for all kinds of money at the company he was, you know, doing business with? I don't know. Don't call me a conspiracy theorist here. I'm just saying $600 million, a lot of money.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Here's what else we know. Small business optimism in the United States hit a 12-year high, jumping by the most since 1980 on Trump's pro-growth agenda. consumer sentiment. You know, consumers drive, what, 70% of GDP? Isn't that the number? Consumer sentiment report showed sentiment is on the rise, too, at 13-year highs. Notice that was P.O., pre-Obama. What about the data that we're leaving behind? Okay, let's take a look. Fourth quarter GDP was just reported, 1.9%. Sucky. 7 years removed from the Lehman Brothers failure, an $800 billion stimulus package, 7 years of zero interest rates, and 3 years of quantitative easing, and the economy is running at 60% of its normal pace. I don't know. I can't blame Barack Obama for that. How can you do that? But you can't keep saying it was the worst recession since the Great Depression, and therefore that's why forever. You just can't keep using the same dang excuse.
Can't do it.
And even after taking the Fed's balance sheet from $800 billion to, sit down for this one, $4.5 trillion, we still have inflation running at about half of what it has run historically. So how can this be a reflation trade? Well, if Trumponomics does what some think it may do, maybe the markets won't be fantastic. Maybe your life won't even be fantastic. I don't know. But it is likely that inflation will come back. Now, will it be hyperinflation? I doubt it. Will it be 10% inflation? I doubt it. But will it be more than 1.5% inflation? Perhaps so. So as we have discussed this in the past, do you have a strategy that takes into account Trumponomics and the potential for inflation ahead? Now, by the way, there are a whole bunch of people that think Trumponomics is going to cause the exact opposite. So that brings me to, do you have a strategy that takes into account both inflation and deflation? Which brings me to, do you have a strategy that says, if we just stay status quo, am I going to be all right with some kind of diversified portfolio? You've heard me talk about this whole balancing act with inflation on one side of the bar and deflation on the other side of the bar, and the bar being, you know, homeostasis, if you will. And that does make sense, doesn't it? Now, it makes sense from a risk perspective. May not make sense as much from the perspective of trying to make the most of your money. Because if you guessed the inflation, deflation scenario correctly, you could make a lot more money because you wouldn't have to have any weight on the other side of the bar to balance out the opposite maneuver. But who knows? Who knows for certain? I mean, I go back to when Lehman went down. I mean, it was dismal. I happened to be doing a TV show in New York the day that that happened. And it was one of the 24/7 financial news shows. And I'm telling you, it was dismal. You could have heard a pin drop in the hallways. People were in total shock. I was bopping around like, yeah, okay. It's another one of those things that happens every 100 years, but I'm okay with it. I wasn't okay. I was, I wasn't scared, but I was certainly not prepared for it personally as an analyst or as a commentator. But I was prepared for it as an investor, not because I predicted it, that's for certain. Here's what I predicted. Someday, we are going to experience a really bad market decline. I don't know when someday is. It could be after I'm dead. But if it happens tomorrow, I must be prepared for it. And someday, the markets will recover from that, like they have always recovered from that, and return or regress back to their mean rates of return. So if you hold on for dear life long enough and you do your best to diversify risk away, and if you have a strategy that looks at inflation and deflation versus status quo, if you have a strategy that looks at when you might need to tap into the portfolio, because that's far more critical than what your strategy is for investing today. In other words, you have to change how you think about investing if you need to start draining money from your portfolio tomorrow versus when you're 35 years old and you're 35 years from potentially retiring. Have you adapted your strategy to where you are in life? Not making timing decisions, just using logic, because there is a lot of logic involved in investing and financial planning. In fact, if we could stick to the logic and take the emotion out, we'd all be so much better off. Okay, so we'll talk more about Trump. GMO says, can Trump save the economy from hell, purgatory, or limbo? None of those sound that good to me, all right? What if he does? He saves us from hell, we go into purgatory. Okay, I'm a Catholic, I know what purgatory is. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's better than hell. It's better than hell, but it's still not fun. I didn't see heaven anywhere on this list. And limbo? We'll do the limbo rock when we come back. Stick around, folks. It's going to be a great show. I promise you that. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to call. Email's coming up as well a little bit later. RayLucia.com. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get right to you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Welcome back, folks. Well, if you read the headlines today, it's very, very interesting on Trumponomics. GMO's Ben Inkler writes, can Trump save economy from hell, purgatory, or limbo? Or my friend from Scotland says purgatory. He wrote a song. He's a songwriter. Something from purgatory. I said, what's purgatory? He says, you know, purgatory. If you don't go to hell and you don't go to heaven, you go to purgatory. I said, you mean purgatory? He says, yeah, purgatory. Oh, I love it. He's a good guy. Good guy. Martin Coughlin. You should look, check him out. He's a great guy. Then the next headline, Trump's presidency unlikely to be best for U.S. stocks despite opportunities. And then we talked about Fidelity's $100 billion bond king banking on the Trump reflation trade. Let's start with the presidency unlikely to be best for U.S. stocks. We touched on this last week a bit. Here's what Roger Aitken, a contributor at Forbes, had to say about this. U.S. equities are unlikely to perform better during Donald Trump's tenure as 45th president than under many of his predecessors, according to analysis conducted by one of Europe's leading ETF product providers. Well, what does Europe know? I mean, what do they know about us? They'll just, you know, mind their own business. But were his term to do so, then U.S. stock market annualized returns would need to exceed 17.7%, which was last recorded during the 1920s. So in other words, if he were to compete with, you know, predecessor Obama, who did 15.2%, I think it was. No, it was Clinton that did that. I think Obama did 13%. I think Clinton was better than Obama. Anyway, if you want the market to do well, put a Democrat in. Don't put a Republican in, because the Democrats tend to do significantly better. Now, some would argue it's because the Republicans set them up, and it takes a while for all of the Republican, you know, reflation trades to take effect. I don't know if I buy that. It doesn't matter whether I do or not. But the fact of the matter is, this firm is looking at the Shiller P.E. ratio. Now, we've talked about Shiller for a number of years, how it's a really crappy predictor of short-term performance, but a reasonably good predictor of very long-term performance. And to the extent that you invest when the Shiller PE is high, the next decade or so doesn't look all that hot. Now, we talk about that, but we don't do much about it, because if we do something about it, we jumped out of the market, you know, a few years ago when it wasn't trading at 28, it was trading at, you know, 26 or 25 or 22. It's 60% overvalued right now. If you go back in time, and let me just read this because I don't want to get it wrong. As of this past week, the Shiller PE for the Standard & Poor's 500 stood at 28.44. Now, the maximum it reached 44.19 in December of 1999. So if you think prices are a little rich today, go back to 1999. Now, I ask you this. How many of y'all bailed out? Some did for Y2K. But Y2K had nothing to do with the market collapsing. That was a red herring. A whole, you know, different story. Certainly, 9/11 contributed, and the recession. It was the recession that really killed the market back then, at least for a while. The minimum P.E. ratio for Shiller was 4.78 in 1920. Wow. What a great time to be buying. 1920. You made nothing but money. Remember, they were going crazy. Going absolutely berserk. The flip-flaps and the girls and all that stuff. Remember that? Well, I mean, you had to be born back then to remember it. But, you know, if you read about it in history books. The Roaring 20s, they called them. That is, until. And that's the moral of the story. The markets go up. They go up sometimes without people really knowing why. And, you know, there have been a lot of people that have said, well, it's been the fact that interest rates have been so low and companies have been able to borrow money and it's made the rich get richer. I think a lot of that's true. A lot of that's true. When it ends, nobody knows. But at that point, the markets become extremely vulnerable. Paul Jackson, head of research at Source in London, said high Shiller ratio is more commonly associated with negative future returns. Valuations are an important determinant of future returns. Reagan and Obama were helped on that front, as were Harding and Coolidge in 1921. So in other words, if you jump into the market when the Shiller PE is at 4.78%, like it was during the Roaring 20s or the beginning of them, you make a bundle of money. But as we reported last week, to divert just a little bit, as we reported last week, if you look at 20-year returns and 30-year returns, in order for the market to regress back to what it's earned over the last 20 or 30 years, the Standard & Poor's 500, irrespective of the Shiller business, would have to do something like 14 to 16%. To regress back to the mean. So who do you believe? Who do you believe? All right, so that's what this fellow from Societe Generale was talking about. Then there's this Ben Inkler guy from GMO, Grantham, Mayo, and Van Otterloo. When asked what's next, he says, driving markets upward in recent years have been low short-term interest rates. Will cash rates shift and the like, the old normal of 1% to 2% above inflation, or will they stay around the average of the last 15 years at about 0% after inflation? If they average zero real returns, we have a hell scenario, not even purgatory. A shift back to the 1% or 2% above inflation is what he calls in purgatory. There is no good scenario coming out of these folks at GMO. It's either hell or purgatory. Now, I've reported on GMO in the past, and they think stock market returns on a real basis over the next 7 to 10 years are somewhere around 1%. That's it. The only thing they're more negative on are bond market returns, which I think they said on a real basis are a negative 1%. So there's no heaven scenario here. When we come back from the break, it'll be like country roads around here. It won't be heaven, but it'll be almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, et cetera, et cetera. Stick around. We're going to get to it. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat. Emails at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Stay tuned to to the one talk show you must tune into every day, The Ray Program.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Some would say that Donald Trump is taking it to the limit with Trumponomics and a lot of his executive orders. So far, I would say absolutely nothing bothers me. I think Stuart and I were just talking. It's like, what can we do? Second guess him? You know, a lot of people tried second guessing Barack Obama. And what did we get? We opened our mouth really wide and we got Obamacare shoved down our throats. Now, I'm not saying good, bad. I think the Republicans are going to have a hard, hard time on Obamacare. I wish them well. I think this guy Price, this Dr. Price, super smart guy. But, yeah, they went in a back room. They didn't get one Republican vote, shoved it down our throats. Nancy Pelosi didn't even read it. All right? If I'm not saying that Trump's any better. I'm just saying that's what we've had. That's what we've had from a policy perspective. So could it get any worse? I don't know. It could, I guess. But to the extent that, let's go back to Fidelity's Bond King. Now, this guy just won Morningstar's 2016 Fixed Income Manager of the Year Award. His name is Ford O'Neill, and he's the newest king of the bond world. And here's what he said. He is confident in the reflation trade that's gripped the financial markets since November. In other words, if the economy reflates, then yes, inflation goes up, but so does a lot of other stuff, right? So here's what he says. Smart guy, obviously. That means owning Treasury inflation-protected securities, or TIPS, and leveraged loans in his Fidelity Total Bond Fund will protect against accelerating price growth and climbing yields. Okay, translation. Interest rates are going up. So if you're in safe government bonds, if you're in pretty safe, high-quality corporate bonds, forget about it. Right? Now, again, I'm not giving you timing suggestions here. I am just suggesting to you that to the extent that your portfolio is excluding some reflation assets. Remember my barbell. On one side is inflation. That's what this guy's betting on. He's a mutual fund manager. He makes a living making bets. All be them intelligent bets, but not all intelligent bets always pay off. I think he's right. I think he's betting on Trumponomics causing a surge in inflation, a surge in potential growth, and to the extent that that happens, then maybe this Shiller price-to-earnings ratio becomes less relevant over time because the E in PE goes up. You understand? There's a price, and it's relativity to the earnings. If the earnings goes up, then the ratio, P.E. ratio, goes down. So you don't have to freak out like so many people do when I talk about the P.E. ratio, the Shiller cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio is at, you know, 60% higher than its average at 28 or whatever it is. Because if the E changes, now granted, what Shiller has done is he's averaged it over a 10-year period, which makes it a little more predictive than, say, last year's P.E. ratio or forward-looking or backward-looking P.E. ratio. But the last 10 years hadn't been all that hot anyway. So the real answer is invest in those assets that will protect you from the reflation trade. That would be adding Treasury inflation-protected securities. Now, if interest rates go up, TIPS could go down. If they go up because of inflation, then the inflation part of that component will go up. and you will keep pace with inflation over a long time period, tips should do very well in a more inflationary environment. But you're not going to earn substantial rates of return above inflation because you're going to earn about 0% today, maybe 0.5%, depending on the tip that you buy, maybe 1%, depending on how long you go out. But still, you will be protected from the inflation trade or the reflation trade. Leveraged loans, that sounds scary because it is. You know, if you're borrowing money against a loan that you've already made, that's what a bond is, right? So a bond goes out and makes a loan at 6% to a high-yield junk company, so to speak. And if they can borrow money from the Treasury at 3%, remember we've talked about this with real estate, positive leverage. So if, in fact, you get to take advantage of making leveraged loans at higher and higher interest rates, and your borrowing costs are lower than the interest rate you're making a loan at, you do extremely well. Of course, that trade could go in the opposite direction, but I'm only talking about the reflation trade right now. Real estate. Because if, in fact, if we have inflation, there will be a time where interest rates haven't caught up with that. Because remember, real estate usually does very, very well in an inflationary world. So real estate will start to look good. Once rates have gone up, that life annuity starts to look very, very good, doesn't it? Much more competitive than if you buy a life income annuity when interest rates are low. That's why so many people have been buying like fixed annuities and fixed indexed annuities and taking advantage of interest rates based on how well the stock market does, holding off until purchasing the annuity or annuitizing a contract. So in reality, that protects you against both trades. Remember, if you have deflation or disinflation, which looks highly unlikely today, could it happen? Sure, the whole economy could fall apart. We could go into recession, and Dent could be right. Harry Dent and others could be right. GMO, this guy Ben Inkler, I think is his name, from GMO. They could be right, you know, because the purgatory or hell scenario basically says, well, there's nothing out there that's worth buying. Well, I disagree with that. By their own admission, they talk about specialized investments in commodities. They talk about emerging market stocks and emerging market debt potentially. Sure, diversification solves this problem. So just remember the little tiny barbell that I've taught you about over all these years. Right now, it looks like the heavy weight of inflation is just ahead. But you would be a fool. You're not a money manager. You're not this guy that gets the Morningstar trophy for being the best bond manager because you figured out what was going on a year ago. And he, by the way, has been consistently good, this fellow, Ford, whatever his name is. Because I looked at his track record, and the guy's been, Ford O'Neill, been very, very consistent. But to take all of your eggs and trust it to any one money manager doesn't make sense to me. Because maybe there's something out of his control. Who in the heck predicted Lehman Brothers going under? Who in the heck knew that Merrill Lynch was hours away from going under? Who predicted all this stuff in the bond market? Boy, if I could have been a fly on the wall with, Henry Paulson, Hank, I call him, that would have been a pretty cool thing. I wonder if anybody did do that, you know, trade based on what Hank was talking to B of A about. I don't know. But here's the thing. Inflation on one side of the equation, you look for those investments. Yeah, there are certain commodities, timber, oil, all of that tends to respond well with inflation. Real estate, as I mentioned. And then even on the bond side, the TIPS, leveraged bonds, those are all some protection against inflation. On a deflationary scenario, that's where you own your traditional bonds. I'm not saying don't own any. I'm not trying to time you out of them. I'm just saying, don't make them the stalwart in your portfolio that they have been over the last decade or more. Last 30 years, bonds have been fantastic. They've outperformed their historical averages because we've been on a 30-year declining interest rate market. That is not likely to continue. But having some fixed investments that perform well in a deflationary economy, remember, if you have a fixed guaranteed return and you have deflation, that's tantamount to a rising return every year. That, you know, there's disinflation as prices go down. So you have both, that's all. It's as simple as that. So it's not heaven, it's not hell, and it's not purgatory. But it's somewhere in between purgatory and heaven. I can't come up with a heaven scenario without taking a big, huge gamble on Trumponomics. We'll be back.
You've got mail.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome back, folks, the Ray program, email time. So if you want to shoot me one right now, please do so, raylucia.com, R-A-Y, come on, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Curtis and Chris of the NRA in the back room there. Just because you guys won the election, don't get tough with me. Hit it, boys. Let's do some emails. Oh, look, this one just came in from Ursula. This one's for you, Jimmy Stewart. Well, not because she's been divorced twice, by the way. Ursula says this. I've been divorced twice. Jim has not, by the way. You haven't, right? You've never been divorced.
But I went with Ursula, and not this one.
You went with her. I've been divorced twice. Can I claim Social Security benefits from both? Well, not at the same time, Ursula. Wouldn't that be great? You know, what's her name? Zsa Zsa Gabor would have like 9 different Social Securities. She just died at like a 99 or something, right?
Right.
What's the rule on that?
Well, there are a number of rules, but essentially if you've been married for 10 years, that qualifies you to draw on a spouse, but only one at a time. And so there are actually, you could select one of those at a certain age group that your divorcee is, and claim on that, and then switch at a later date to another one to maximize the amount of return that you would get.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there's so many rules on Social Security. We could spend every show, every day, boring you to tears with them. And then the question becomes, what's going to happen with Social Security and a lot of these rules? I'll tell you, a couple of things have to happen, despite what Mr. Trump has to say about benefits and all that. He won't cut benefits because he made a promise not to. He might have to leave that for another president, but benefits, one way or another, are going to have to be cut. They're just going to have to be. I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but come on. I can work a calculator. The system cannot handle it, and you can't grow your way out of 10,000 baby boomers hitting retirement every single day for the next decade or so, right? It's just you can't make the numbers work. So the way we understand Social Security today is by about 2033, 2034, there's no more money left in the trust fund. That doesn't mean it's bankrupt. It just means that the new people or the employees that are paying into the system will only be able to cover 75% of the promised benefits. So if you don't want that to happen, you got to do something. Well, one of the things they're probably going to do is play with the inflation rate, right? The CPI, the Consumer Price Index. I think Social Security is based on the CPI, W, wages. They're going to go to a different one that's going to probably lower that rate by about 1/4%. 1/4% doesn't sound like much, but compounding over a lifetime? It probably does. And I'm sorry to disagree with the president on this, but I think if he came out and said, if you're over the age of 50 or 55, we will not touch your benefits one penny. But if you're 12 years old, come on. You got plenty of time to figure this stuff out. So anyway, that's obviously I'm never going to be president.
Well, and that's, I mean, they're trying to attack it from a different direction. So, I mean, extending the retirement age, maybe in the future you have to be 70 before you can claim. And then they're also extending the limits of taxability.
But that's a cut. I mean, that's still a cut in benefits. So, I mean, it could be a semantics game. But if you raise the retirement age, and Trump says no, but if you raise the retirement age, that is tantamount to a benefit cut. If full retirement is now age 70 instead of age 67, which it is today, then in theory, you're going to get 25% less money at 67 than you get today because of that 8% compounding. So you just got your benefits cut. Now, folks, there's only so much money in the till. Now, Trump believes he can work miracles. I hope to God that he can. And I hope that we never have to cut Social Security for my kids. They're not going to cut it for me, and they're not going to cut it for Stuart. We're too big a voting population, and they're just not going to do it. But for a 40-year-old who's almost 30 years away from retirement to phase them into some other kind of a scenario, I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I think that makes some sense. This next one comes from Curtis. Is this you, Curtis?
Okay.
Oh, so this is Curtis, our Curtis. I made a loan to a friend. Curtis, how long have we been doing this show? What is a loan to a friend? Yes.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. I made a loan to a friend. Can I take a tax deduction for a non-business related bad debt? Okay, well, let's talk about business bad debt first. If you make a business loan and that business does not repay you for whatever reason, you made a bad debt, you most likely can deduct business bad debts at the business level. When you make a personal loan, that is not traditionally deductible as an ordinary loss. An ordinary loss means you get to deduct all of it. If you make a loan to me and I don't pay you back, that's a personal loan. You make a $10,000, I've made a lot of these in my day. And yeah, I should have treated them all as gifts. But you can get a tax deduction. You have to go through whatever you have to go through to determine that it is done, a fait accompli, you tried to collect, and the debt is uncollectible. There can't be a, well, this person, you know, is still going to pay me a little bit, and I'll write off the rest of it. Nope. It's either somewhat collectible, collectible, or totally uncollectible. If it's totally uncollectible, you get to take a loss. But it is a capital loss. It is not an ordinary loss. So the most you can take against your ordinary income, it's a short-term capital loss, which you can take against capital gains, but if you don't have capital gains to offset it with, the most you can take is $3,000 per year against your ordinary income. And I've got those $3,000 stacking up for many, many years to come because I didn't realize that loans sometimes to friends are a gift. Just remember that. If you need me, folks, just shoot me an email. Go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Or you can always call me off hours and leave a message, 844-RAY-SHOW. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Biz Talk Radio,